You don't just want financial advice. You want to build skills, discover tips, hacks, and strategies to master your finances in easy, bite-sized pieces. This is 30 Minute Money. And here's your host, certified financial planner, Steve Wershing.
You want to spot someone who's not going to reach their goals? They say something that has some form of, I really gotta in it. Hey, it's Steve Wershing, and welcome back to 30 Minute Money. You can tell people who struggle with their goals because the way that they describe them is that it's something about what they need to do. And I don't care if you need to get serious about something, if you need to get comical about something, if you need to get aloof about something, don't tell me what you need to do. That's not going to get closer to your goal. Show me who you are. The people who accomplish their goals do that because the little building blocks of those goals become parts of who they are and things that they just do naturally. Gary Keller was the author of the book, The One Thing. And one of the things that he talks about in that book is that one of the great misunderstandings about goal is that it's about accomplishing the thing. It's not about accomplishing the thing. It's about what needs to change so that you can become the person that you want to be. That's the power of goals. Whether you hit a short-term goal or not, whether you're on track for a long-term goal, the outcome will be dependent on who you are. And if you're the kind of person who does those kinds of things, then you will be the kind of person who accomplishes the kinds of things that those people accomplish. Long-term goals are really misunderstood. For one thing, long-term projections, especially in the financial business, long-term projections are fantasy. Long-term projections are things that are made up. We can't predict what's going to happen, and especially in the financial world, you know, more than about a year or two or three out. Anytime you want to try to do a projection that goes more than 3 to 5 years out, it's science fiction. It's not the kind of, there's no way to do that really super accurately. I had a first meeting with a young professional today. You know, just became established in his career. They're expecting their second child in a few weeks. There's no way for him to tell what specific goal he can have for retirement. It's too far away. We could project the numbers, but we know that we're going to be wildly off. But even more than that, we don't know what's going to happen in his career. He may go to different companies that have different benefits plans. We don't know how many kids he's going to have or where they're going to end up. Too many things will change to really dwell on a goal that may be 35, 40 years in the future. Want to retire at 55? Great. Go ahead and calculate what that will take, and specifically what that will take day by day or week by week or month by month starting now. And then you can set your goal on becoming the kind of saver that does that kind of thing. If you determine, you know, that you need to be saving 12% of your salary every year, okay, great. Become the kind of person who saves 12% of their salary every year and stop worrying about what the numbers are at the other end of the line.
Hey, it's Steve. I have a quick offer for you, and then we'll get right back to the show. Don't you hate it when you see an interesting headline and click to read the article only to find that you can only get the first couple sentences and then you have to pay to subscribe? The problem is that you may be interested in lots of articles across lots of publications, and subscribing to all of them just wouldn't make any sense. If you'd like to get access to a collection of articles on money and lifestyle, I have an invitation. I subscribe to a service that gives me access to dozens of publications, and I'd like to share that with you. Each week, I handpick a small collection of articles and send them out to my friends on Friday. It includes articles from Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, The Economist, and many more. If any of them interest you, you'll have access to the full article without a subscription and never a paywall. Just sign up for the weekly email and you'll start getting yours right away. Go to focusedwealthadvisors.com/publications to get your free subscription. Get access to articles from dozens of the most informative publications totally free. Focusedwealthadvisors.com/publications, and you can start getting yours today. Now, back to the show.
Accumulating savings, goals like that retirement savings goal, are pretty straightforward. That's not to say that they're easy, but they're pretty straightforward. And partly because it's all math, And because you can automate a lot of it, you can have a bank draft that automatically funds your Roth IRA. You can have salary reductions that fund your 401k. You can set all that stuff up to happen automatically, which is the easiest way to have a goal, which is to say, have machines do it for you. Other goals can be more complicated. So I'm relatively fit. Now, I've flirted with exercise off and on for a very long time. Sometimes I would be regular with it and sometimes I could not. One of the things I did was I hooked up with a trainer and I saw that trainer once or twice a week. And that kept me sticking to it. That helped me develop a habit because I'm the kind of person who keeps appointments. And if I've got the appointment to see somebody, I'm going to go see them. Then the pandemic came. And that became complicated. So for a fair length of time during that pandemic, I couldn't even go to the gym. So that kind of fell off it. So I needed something different. And I tried a couple of different things. And what I hit upon was bicycling. And one of the things that I discovered was that I really like bicycling. And so now I'm a bicyclist, or as the coffee mug says that my daughter gave me, I'm a psychologist. That's not the kind that starts P-S-Y-C-H. It's the kind that's spelled C-Y-C-O-L-O-G-I-S-T. And because I'm a psychologist, I ride my bike a fairly, you know, on a decently long ride, two or three times a week. That's just what I do. So I don't have a goal to have great cardiovascular health when I turn 65 or 70. I'm a bicyclist. And so because I'm a bicyclist, I bicycle regularly, and that helps me stay fit.
Hey, it's Steve. I have a quick message for you, and then we'll get right back to the show. More and more people don't want to be told how to manage their finances, but want to know how to do it themselves. If you're one of them, I'd like to tell you about our innovative new approach to financial advice, Field of Vision Financial Planning. It's a combination coaching program and financial planning service. Each month, you'll get an exercise to help you develop one of the critical skills for managing your finances. At the end of the month, you'll have a 30-minute Zoom call with a financial advisor to review your work, offer some feedback, give you some tips, and some guidance. After a year, you'll have a complete financial plan. But more important, you'll have begun developing the skills and habits you need to succeed. Find out more at focusedwealthadvisors.com/field. While you're there, download your free copy of 3 wealth hacks you can use today. Start taking more control of your finances and your future today. Go to focusedwealthadvisors.com/field to learn more. And now back to the show.
Goals are for direction. They're to help you understand what kinds of things you need to develop habits around so that you can become the kind of person that you want to be, or be the kind of person who's in the situation that you want to be in. You want to get around to the question of, what does someone like that do? Are you the kind of person that pays off credit cards every month? Are you the kind of person that always gets 2 quotes for a large purchase? All of those are the kinds of habits that can help you achieve financial success. And you don't have to have specific goals to do any of that. So work on the habit and then stop worrying about the goal. Want to check in a couple of years or every year or two? Fine. I can use Excel to do that. So can you. But the more important thing is being the kind of person who does that kind of thing. So here is your 30-minute action list. Pick a goal. What do you need to do starting now to be able to accomplish that kind of goal? How can you make it automatic, or how can you make it habitual? Figure that out and then throw away the goal. Focus on the habit. Focus on what you do on a regular basis. Focus on becoming the kind of person that does the kind of thing that people you want, that the person you want to end up like does, and that's what will get you to the goal. Want to get some coaching on this and develop those skills and habits that will get you there? Well, go to focusedwealthadvisors.com/field, and you can read all about our coaching program, the Field of Vision program. You can also download 3 wealth hacks that you can use to increase your wealth today. That's focusedwealthadvisors.com/field. I'll see you next time on 30 Minute Money.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or like the Stephen Wersing CFP Facebook page, and feel free to leave us a suggestion for what topics you would like to hear discussed on the show. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Focus Wealth Advisors and Cambridge are separate entities.